When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it is, welcome to a clandestine episode of Tyrus and Timph. I'm Tyrus, my co-captain, the Timph, and Devin.
Yeah.
Devin's back in the saddle.
I'm here.
So, last night, on another successful Tyrus and Timph and Gutfeld show.
Craig, I think his name is.
Yeah, the Butterfield show.
We had Harris Faulkner on.
Great.
And she said a word that I didn't know what it meant.
They said, your camera's over there. She said, oh, it's so clandestine.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? And Tyrus looks up to me and he goes, what does that mean? Devin's looking up because you don't know either.
Well,
either
no phones. No phone. No looking up. We can look it up at the end.
Okay, let's say what we think
we have to give our best guess what it would be.
So I think
she gave some clues.
They mean sneaky, like hidden, like sneaky, like.
Okay. So that gives it more context. But I thought as soon as you said clandestine, I thought it meant like it's meant to be, like it's like meant to be.
Okay.
But then the comment about the camera doesn't really make sense.
See, I thought it was like retro clever, like something that a really old person does that's clever, because like a young person does it, they're just clever. But like when an old person does it with planning and like time,
then it's clandestine. Yeah.
Okay.
It was so
kind of what
because
I felt
you looked,
like.
You looked,
I was confused.
You looked
I looked
to me and
Kat.
you're like, what does that mean?
I was like, a deer in the headlights.
Know.
I'm like, Kat, what does that mean?
Why and I was like, I was going to look it up. And you said, no, podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And I still didn't look it up.
Which is good because you are a woman of your word.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Can I look it up right now?
And no.
Okay.
So we have to figure this out. The three of us.
Clan.
No technology.
Okay.
Break it down. Clan is group. Destine is like destiny.
That's why I think it means like it's meant to be.
Okay. A group that's
a group
meant to
that's
be.
Meant
it's like
to be.
Tricky.
And it doesn't taste like anything, right?
No. Because you asked me that too.
Yeah,
oh, that's a good point.
Doesn't taste like anything.
Because sometimes if it tastes like orange or something,
right.
we could kind of figure that out.
Yeah.
I can't like spelling it. I feel like it's a really long word with a lot of consonants. Clandestine. Clandestine? I feel like
how do you say it? Do you say a clandestine or clandestine?
I'm not entirely sure.
Now that we've said it so many times,
let's get Harris on the phone.
Hey, can we use a lifeline?
Yeah.
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
Could we phone a friend?
Whom?
What does it mean? Oh, we should call somebody. Do you know what clandestine means?
Yeah, and they have 5 seconds.
Who do you know? That
I mean,
you
the only
call?
Person I know who's sitting around not doing anything right now is Trevor Murdoch. I don't think we're going to get the answer we want, but it's going to be like, well.
Does Cam?
We haven't had
Cam
clandestines
knows?
Around here in a long time. We believe in live and let live.
I have a way.
The Klan has no place in St.
Cam.
Louis.
Oh, okay.
All right. So be it.
I don't have Harris's number.
I don't either.
I don't either. Very clandestine.
We should have just invited her on the podcast and just had her to talk about her
I'm sure
wide vocabulary.
Fee. You know what? I'm just randomly going to.
I think it's like hidden.
Okay. I Googled it, but I didn't look at the thing. I just wanted it to
don't
set
do
it up.
It.
I didn't look at it.
I'm just randomly rolling through. Hates me, bill collector. Hates me, bill collector, bill collector. Hates me.
Won't answer the phone.
Nope. Here we go.
This could go one of two ways.
Yeah. Hey, Trevor, real quick. First of all, congratulations. You're on Tyrus and Timph's podcast.
You guys caught me in the gym.
Yeah, awesome. Proud of you. So, but it's not about you right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to ask you what a word means and tell me what it means. Clandestine.
Clandestine?
Yeah.
That's a little bit above my pay grade.
See?
Yeah. See? No one knows what it means.
I like to think I have a big vocabulary.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty
Give us
good.
Your best guess.
Isn't it something like nice and like it's like extravagant.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go with extravagant.
I like that definition.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on. Get back to work.
You bet, boss.
All right.
Well, I'm glad he answered.
Of course he did.
And Honestly, I kind of like that definition. I don't know if it's the right definition, but
so it's a fancy plan by old people.
That's clever.
That well, it's yeah, it's a fancy plan that says okay, a clever fancy plan.
A clever fancy plan. Yeah,
is that what we're going with?
That's meant to be.
I feel like Kat's cheating.
I'm not. Yeah, I would never.
Are you Googling?
Are you ordering food? Because you haven't eaten.
No, I'm looking at like I haven't eaten.
Yeah, she hasn't eaten.
Have you eaten, Tyrus?
I did eat my one meal.
Okay,
half of it. I shoved it down because I didn't want to eat the host of.
I'm thinking
American
of who. I guess we already made our one phone call.
Yep.
I was gonna call Guy Benson.
Do it.
Oh, he's okay. On the air right now.
Perfect.
Well, is he too busy?
Yeah.
I think this is better.
His live TV show or his live talk show right now.
He's on the radio.
If he wants some ratings, he better answer the Tyrus and Tim phone call.
He's currently on the radio. Maybe text him and see if he texts you back.
Okay.
Because he probably might be able to text. And honestly, I think if anybody knows what it means, it's Guy Benson. He has
I just texted him.
Are you available for a quick call from Tyrus and Tim? He's going to be like,
patch us into his show. We're going to do a...
Sure, why not?
Let's do a call into his show and talk about this on his show. I think his listeners would really like this.
Do you think it could be used in a negative way? I mean, like, wow, man, that was very clandestine of you.
Ooh, like a diss. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That's...
Ooh, Mr. Clandestine's here.
Here comes big Mr. Clandestine.
Yeah, I feel like it's... Or is it like a fancy part of your intestine?
Oh,
he didn't answer me.
You have a racist intestine. Clandestine.
Is it a live radio show? Because there are commercials.
Yeah, it is a live radio show.
The door, too. I'm not above it.
We can wait for a commercial break.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You got your one shot, guy. You're blowing it.
Fridays with Kat.
I was
going to
ask John Bolton or Mike Pompeo.
We're trying to get him some more ratings because we're such a highly rated show.
Because at the end of the day, you have to promote your... podcast.
Yeah, you have to promote it.
It was we got a scathing note taped to our wall today that says promote your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the T is overemphasized. Like really it's the biggest roof on a T I've ever seen.
Right. Used a Sharpie.
The top of the
roof.
T.
Oh, I like that. The roof of the T.
Very clandestine of me, I believe.
Yeah, that's very clandestine. How long are radio segments? Because I'm confused by why
he has a 3-hour show.
What?
Yeah, but there's breaks.
What? Could we?
They're like 5 minutes.
Seriously, would it even be possible for us to talk for 3 hours?
Yes.
I think we could absolutely do it.
For three hours.
Sometimes we have to cut ourselves off from this show.
He talks about the news, too. So imagine if we did that.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's talking about like news of the day.
We tried that. But I'm going to be honest, man. After the whole Pepsi marijuana story, I feel like we did everything we could.
Dr.
Marijuana Pepsi. Marijuana Pepsi.
It's kind of like
she was an OG on our show.
That's like once you've done that,
right.
I mean, everything else is like secondary.
Our all-star teams were amazing. I mean, that was the time of Tyrus.
Maybe we should raid his radio show.
Oh yeah,
looking for answers.
I think he's in New York actually. Isn't he? Because I know he's going to be here tomorrow or Friday.
I don't know if he is, actually. He texted me
Friday. He said in NYC yesterday night. He said this weekend, ?
Yesterday night.
So he must be here now.
I don't think he is. I think he comes tomorrow. I think he comes into town tomorrow.
I don't know. You're just saying that because you don't want me to run in.
I honestly would love it if you ran into his show right now.
Especially he was talking about something really serious.
Yeah. And even better if he doesn't know. If he doesn't know what clandestine means, his radio show is because he's supposed to be one of the smart ones.
Right. But we'll never trust him.
Yeah. Because they don't know if we really know or we're just joking.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because after
I can honestly tell you, I don't really know what that word means
right now. I also think Harris did it on purpose.
She like used a big word just to confuse you.
Just to throw it in our face a little bit. I think she was trying to flex
bit. This is how the daytime does it.
Yeah. I feel like it was I think it was an attack. And I went to our local brain, our investigative reporter.
Right, Catherine C. Timpf.
Yes, and I was just shocked that Kat
But you know what? I think it takes a lot of courage to say you don't know something.
Wasn't going to give me fake news.
That's honesty, right?
Because she's a reporter.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
She said, I don't know what it means, but I will find out. And then I said, no, podcast.
Don't find out.
So she would have got me the information I needed
to know. You could have known in that moment.
Right.
Do you think Brett Baier knows what clandestine is?
Let me message him.
Text him.
I've been on the show before.
But he would Google it.
Yeah.
He would Google it and say, of course. And then
here's the Oxford Dictionary version of the definition.
Yeah.
See, this is why I hate.
Take your glasses out. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Kat are looking more and more alike every day with those glasses.
I mean, do you think, like, who?
Whom? Where's Dr. Drew?
I was just going to say Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew.
I was just going to say Dr. Drew. I was going to say Dr. Drew.
I want to say that you're Trevor doesn't count. I'll tell him it's an emergency.
Phone a doctor is separate from phone a friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, phone a professional.
Or Rob O'Neill.
Dr. Drew, I think, would totally know what clandestine is.
Well, I know a lot of doctors. Dr. J, Dr. B. All right. Nope, not going to text him. I'm going to call him.
Oh, we're going to call Dr. Drew here. Phone a friend, number two.
I think this is the first time I've ever called him.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Dr.
What's up, Dr. Drew? You are on Tyra Santan.
I'm sorry for no warning, but we need you desperately, doctor. All right. Quick thing. Last night on the show, the Gutfeld show, by the way, welcome to Tyra Santan's podcast.
Yes.
Here we are.
Yeah. So put a shirt on.
Wow.
So Harris Faulkner, I think she tried to bully me last night.
She used the word that we don't know.
Yeah. She said it was very clandestine. And I turned to Ken.
I just want to take a beat with the notion of somebody trying to bully you.
It was a verbal attack. It was a verbal attack, but she didn't know I had backup because I schooled her on relationships in the final segment. But so she said, oh, that camera, how clandestine. And I went to Kat. I said, hey, Kat.
What's that mean? And I don't know.
And Kat said, I don't know. I can look it up. I said, no, podcast. So we were trying to figure it out. We couldn't figure it out. So we went like the game show where we had a lifeline. And I'm like, who better than a learned doctor to help us? So
what context was it used? Clandestine sort of means secretive.
Oh, that was my guess.
Secretive and negative?
Wait, negative? Because
it's something... Like, you mean something, you know, sort of ominous.
I knew it.
Because Harris, they said, point to that camera. And Harris goes, oh, that's a clandestine camera.
That was right next to me.
Was it the station? You guys have a Steadicam in the studio. Was it the Steadicam?
No, it was the ones that were set. I think I think she was talking about me. I think she was calling me ominous and secretive.
She had the camera because she thought it was hidden. She didn't see it at first.
Yeah, a camera can't be. Unless it's hidden.
Or something. And even then, it doesn't even make sense. Clandestine is more like an idea or a plan or a group, that kind of thing. Clandestine camera doesn't make sense to me.
So we were all right.
Does it mean meant to be?
So you're going to start a public feud with Harris Faulkner?
Oh, it's on. Or this, Doc. And maybe I can get a prescription on this one. She didn't know what the word meant. She just used a big word to try to impress everybody.
I was thinking that. I got to tell you, I was thinking that.
Yep.
I wondered.
We phoned the right friend.
It does have that quality.
Yes, thank you.
We phoned the right friend.
Thank you, good sir.
All right. My work here is done.
Thank you, boss.
All right, buddy. See you soon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bye.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Dr. Drew was 100% the right person for that. So now I'm going to look.
One thing first.
You guys were right.
I'm OG cool.
You guys
called Dr. Drew, picked up on two rings. That means I'm the man.
He would have picked up on one if it was Kat, though.
Well, we don't know that.
Okay, so I looked it up now. Now that we have Dr. Drew's official...
Learned Dr. Drew,
his official definition. Here's the definition from dictionary.com. Kept secret or done secretively, especially because illicit. So secret, covert, stealthy.
Like a clandestine affair.
Cloak and dagger, sly.
So it was a hidden sneaky camera.
Yeah.
See?
Maybe she thought it was clandestine because she didn't see it at first. So she said when they pointed it out, she was like,
that makes sense to me.
That's so clandestine.
That makes sense to me.
I don't know why I thought it meant to be.
Because, you're not good at guessing words.
Yeah, I guess I'm not good at that.
Remind me to never phone Devin.
Yeah, don't phone me. Don't, definitely.
What college you go to again?
West Virginia.
Maybe you should have went to East Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time, go to South Virginia.
Yeah. I gotta go back to school.
Or just be so cool that Dr. Drew will answer all your questions.
Yeah, a real learning
But I don't
doctor.
Abuse that power.
No, obviously,
I feel like... There are people, if you had friends with a doctor, that you'd call them up every time something happens. Like anytime you get a bump on your skin, like, hey, doc, what's going on?
Got a quick question.
It's just a mole. I've told you this 1,000 times. Like, I'm trying to eat dinner. Well, I've had a pussy discharge, and I was just wondering, is that normal? Where's it coming out of? My ears. You know, like, you'd abuse the doctor privilege. Kat, would you abuse it? Or is yours just specifically what's going on in teen mom?
Yeah,
mom,
we can talk a lot about,
Yeah.
But like, he appreciates it, though, because, like, I pay a lot more attention. Like, I pay a lot of attention to the teen moms. Like, I'm deep in the Reddit. Like,
but
I
he's put a lot
on.
Of effort into that, so I think that he probably appreciates that from you.
So you're saying teen mom is his baby? How clandestine of you.
That's going to be a great new word that I'm going to use.
I think Dr. Drew thought that it was an attack at me, and I kind of feel like it was.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah. I'd be jealous, too. I mean, we are, the most gifted tandem in the history. Like, there's only one of her at night, and there's two of me, and Trevor Noah sucks. So we're, like, rare, and everyone's after us.
Right.
I get it. It's all right, Faulkner. That's okay. We're going to learn a big word, and the next time she's on,
use it.
We're going to hit her with it, and we'll see for sure. Or we'll use it against her. Like, oh, you're
returning. This is your, I'm not going against Tyrus Faulkner.
No, you can't.
I'm absolutely not.
Tyrus is going to come up with a.
First of all, I think that the word made sense.
Oh, 100%.
Second of all, I didn't know what it meant.
I'm impressed, though. Like, she just threw that out there.
I'm impressed,
like,
too. I called Dr. Drew, and he picked up. Like, yo, what's up, man? Like, what do you need? Like, he could have been in surgery right now. Like, hold on, it's my dog. Tyrus is on. Hold on, hold this appendix.
Oh, Guy Benson. How long does it need to be? Can we do 4:15?
Call him right now.
I will. He's going
to. He's on the air.
He sucks.
We're going to get his voicemail.
Yeah.
He's not going to answer. He's on the air. He's on his 3-hour talk show.
It's Catherine Timpf calling.
Catherine C. Timpf, investigative journalist.
Yeah. We're going to look in his backstory.
He just texted me. On air right now.
I told you.
Okay, never mind.
Tell him Tyrus is coming to knock on your door. You better answer.
Clandestine.
That's so clandestine of you. Tell him that.
Stay all clandestine.
Yes. Good job.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's ominous and secretive. Yeah, it works.
Cloak and dagger.
Very clandestine.
Of you, yes.
Of
hitting him.
There we go.
And we're not ones for special guests. We've had 3.
I know. This is, we never have a special guest.
Yeah, but one of them has no idea. He's
well, he will now.
He's a special guest.
Dr. Drew has been on our show previously.
Yeah, several
so
times.
So he's a recurring, Trevor's on the Wise Men, which is under the umbrella right, of Tyrus and Timpf.
So technically he got a promotion today.
Yeah, I know.
He got to be on the A-team.
It's an honor to be on Tyrus and Timpf. Yeah. I'm lucky that you guys let me be on it.
I got
every week.
Text from him with a picture with a smile on his face. He's very made it. Like, he's very happy.
He's happy? Okay, great.
He should be. He's about to get his ass whooped. So
yeah, you guys are about to go head-to-head on the NWA championship, right?
So, yeah, it's going to be ugly. He better show up for work the following week, though. I don't want no excuses. We promise to shake hands and not cheat. So we'll see. Very clandestine.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
He's like, let's call at 3:30 for 2 minutes. I'll be on in break. So that's 4 minutes from now at 3:30.
I think I say I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had Dr. Drew on, so I'll let you know.
I'll let you know.
You kind of missed your opportunity there, Guy.
We just had Dr. Drew on.
But I'd like to know if he really knows it. Because when I hear Guy Benson, I think really smart guy.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy knows intellectual, what he's talking about. Right,
an intellectual beast, basically.
Right.
And if he doesn't know what clandestine means, because we know what it means.
Now we do.
Yeah.
He probably looked it up because I called him that.
You did tip him off, but maybe he's arrogant.
Probably.
I'm on Falker Focus on Friday, and I'm bringing the guns. I'm bringing the big guns with me. Game on.
And you can tell her, listen to our new podcast.
Yeah, a little clandestine comment.
Right.
Yeah. Ominous and secretive.
You should listen to our podcast.
I'm confused. Do you want an interview? We had a quick question.
We needed your brain.
Dr. Drew didn't vet us this much.
Yeah. Wow. This guy's paranoid, man. It's like
he needs all the facts before he's going to, put his voice on our podcast.
I'll be interested to see if he knows what it is. I was about to call Dana Perino.
Oh, she would absolutely
she would know what it is and the spelling.
That would be too easy, though.
Dana Perino, that's like, she's like, you don't know what clandestine
means? Let's not expose ourselves to Dana Perino.
How did you write a book and you don't know your vocabulary?
Right.
Then we had a homework assignment.
Right.
She would have gave us 10 words to define
it. She's like, Tyrus, your book was over 200 pages. How do you not know what that word means?
Write clandestine 10 times.
That's
going
to be the next title of my book, but it has nothing to do with my book.
Clandestine shipwrecks. The what was it? The ups and downs, the laughs. What is it? The shipwrecks. I know it has something to do with laughs.
Oh God, what is it? I forget.
Was it shipwrecks and laughs? The Cat Tim.
I forget
story?
something and shipwrecks. The Cat Tim story.
Well, the clandestine shipwreck that is.
That it that was.
That was.
Cat
Tim. Well, no, that's past it. Like she died. We don't want her to die. I mean, it'd be good for book
no,
sales,
but the shipwreck was it was the.
I've been watching a lot of shipwreck stories lately.
Did you see that they found like all of this treasure on a shipwreck?
I feel like the Oak Island guys should be kicking themselves.
Yeah, like there was a shipwreck here. I actually sent myself the story because I thought it was so interesting.
There's a lot of stuff just sitting in the ocean.
After 350 years, sea gives up lost jewels of Spanish shipwreck. Marine archaeologists stunned by priceless cache long hidden beneath the Bahamas shark-infested waters. Yeah, he's a treasure hunter.
You know what, though? But oftentimes, this sucks for the treasure hunters who find him, because whatever country claims that area, they claim the treasure.
Yeah, it's like maritime law or something.
Yeah, like this guy in, I think it was Spain, he found this giant ship full of, I think it was estimated at like almost $1 billion in treasure, and the Spanish government showed up and said, oh, it's ours. We're taking it all. And he got nothing.
Oh, Guy but Benson is texting me again. Are we done with Guy Benson or no?
No, bring his
let's,
ass
let's
on.
Call him. Let's give him
available
a call.
In over 2 minutes. Okay, boom.
Hello.
Hello, Guy Benson. You are on Tyrus and Timpf.
Welcome.
Welcome. You have one simple question. Do you know what clandestine means?
Yes.
No, you just looked it up after we texted it to you. Did you really know what it meant?
Yeah, clandestine, absolutely. Like clandestine operations.
Okay, now you're going to have like an attitude about it.
Okay, let me ask you this, Guy. Let me ask you this. Tyrus here. Harris Faulkner said to me how very clandestine of you.
And she didn't say it to you.
And it was, I felt it was an attack. Am I right?
She didn't call you clandestine. She called you, she called a camera clandestine.
Behind me.
Yeah.
But it was at me. She made eye contact with me, Guy. Was she dissing me?
She was not.
Huh.
No. Guy disagrees with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, I'm on Team Harris on this one, too.
Dr. Drew said she was. I'm going to go with my learned doctor.
I am not a doctor.
No, you're not, Guy. Yeah. You're just a really smart guy.
Don't you forget it.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, Guy.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good radio show.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Guy will never come back on our show.
No, you're right, he won't.
No.
Of course I know my clandestine means. Although I was able to accurately guess it based on context clues.
Yeah, you guys both.
Actually,
and
I feel like I gotta be honest, that's why you're an analyst.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's why you're a Fox News analyst.
The Fox News analyst. We need to make sure the is only capital one. T-H-E.
I don't know another Fox News analyst.
I think Brett Baer was an analyst. He describes himself as
special report anchor
and lead analyst,
lead
Fox
political
News analyst.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think
political anchor.
Political is too small of a word for Kat because she encompasses all things.
That's why she's just an analyst.
She's not a one trick pony
she
like
she analyzes
Brett Baer.
Everything. She's on every show all day long. I mean,
yeah, she did. She was on number today. She did a really good job.
Yeah, you were on America Reports.
Yeah, I was there too. Thanks.
You were. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I did good.
You did awesome.
I think I got the kids a sunglasses endorsement deal. So
I saw that. You guys had
that in
cool
itself
stories.
Was clandestine. Very ominous and secretive move on my part.
Yeah, you guys did the story about the pitcher that hit the little league guy. Yeah.
And then we did a story about the little baby who was eating ice cream. That legit is my favorite age because everything they do, they're astonished by because it's like the first time they do it, but then they get cocky and he was no look eating like, I'm so good at using my hand and spoon that I don't even have to look.
And he just hit his face.
You know, and he's just like, wow. Because you think about the first time you master something, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's like basic stuff. Like, because if he had an older brother, he'd be like, oh my God, I could do that all day. But it is fun when you see the kids. That's
I also think kids just don't care. Like if they get ice cream all over their face.
No. That's not the point. He was just showing everyone, I can use my hand. Because they act like you don't know that they can do this.
Right.
Like when you guys have kids the first time, like when they're like 1.5 and you see them do a trick, like throw something and it hits the ground, like, oh, if you throw things, they go on the ground. And then as a parent, you have to go like, oh my, it's so cool. Yeah.
Yay,
on the
inside,
Johnny. It was like, yeah, been there, done that, bro. Like, big deal. It's like the first time they learn to turn on, like the turn around, because if they turn around, they turn their back to you, they forget you're there. Then they turn around like, oh, and then you play peekaboo with them. It's like, oh, he's gone. Where'd he go? And you open him up like they're dumb as shit. But like, it's adorable, because if it's an adult doing that, yeah, you're not impressed.
That would be scary.
Like, go play peekaboo with a stranger. And no, if they act like, you put your hands over your face and like, where'd you go?
That happens on the subway all the time.
Well, you do that.
Yeah.
You just play boo. You just cover your face. You don't peek back.
Like, oh, no, definitely. You just cover your face.
Is that what
face.
You do? That's the hand over the eyes?
Yeah.
So Kat, do you do Subway?
No.
Not the restaurant. I'm sure the food is fine, but I'm like the Subway. You know, I've never heard a Subway story from you.
Yeah. Not anymore. Except, I used to.
Except the greatest story of all time. The Bush story.
Yeah, that one. No, well, that was
the
just
Halloween,
walking
the
around.
The cosplay. No, it was
that
in
was
the subway.
Oh, Comic-Con.
Yeah, that was back when I took the subway.
Oh, that
but
was
like
the
subway? Since the pandemic. Well, I was on my way there. I wasn't. Yeah, that
was,
yeah.
On the street.
That was on the out in the street.
Yeah. That was in daylight.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta get light
right.
on it so it'll grow. So. So no Subways. Was there ever you were pro Subway?
I used to take the Subway every single day, but just after the pandemic, I haven't really taken it.
I've taken and
it
I don't
like a
blame
couple
you.
Times. Yeah,
I do not blame
but you. You take it every day.
I take it every day. Yeah, just because of the way my schedule works. If I walked the 20 blocks that I would need to walk,
you
would
at least need another
late.
Month of vacation.
I'd be late, and then you know I'd be sweaty. So yes. I just take the 275 ride, two stops.
Right, and plus you get a show on the way there.
Right, I got a lot of really good stories of people, and you know, BO. We've been in a heat wave here in New York,
right?
And the BO has been
well because
out
of the
this
deodorant
world.
Shortage.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, because all the Walgreens
it's been,
closing.
So being in a confined space in the heat underground, where there might not be air conditioning, you know, you start to learn to breathe through your mouth.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city, New York.
I don't like Subways because I'm too tall.
Right.
I just hate them.
I don't blame you. No. I don't blame anybody that doesn't like the Subway.
And in California, we didn't have Subway, so I never saw the need. And then with the invention of Uber and Lyft. It
right.
Just, yeah.
If it's nice out, I'll walk home and not take the Subway. But on my way in, I have to
we need
because
to get
I'm too
Uber
late.
As a sponsor so Devin can just get Ubered to work every day.
Oh, that would be amazing. Black car every day?
Yeah. Or, nice. Or white car. We're not racist here. It's all good.
Red car. I take a red car too.
Yeah, just a ride instead. You know, it's like it's part of the sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we need to reach out.
Yeah, hit us up if you want to send me to work every day.
Yeah. You know, plus you're doing a good thing because the, you know, Subways used to, well, were Subways ever good?
Was they were there okay. Ever? Like I would see crazy stuff on that.
Yeah,
always,
but I never felt unsafe. Now it's like not great.
Why do you think they went underground with Subways? Wouldn't it have been easy to go above ground?
Some of them go above ground.
Like monorail? Yeah, but they're, well.
Once you get to the outer boroughs, they go above ground.
I just feel like Subways need to just kind of go away. Like, just fill it in and just start over. Like, in San Francisco, they had the little trams, the little train trams. Like, that would be cool.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like there's so much traffic already in New York that you wouldn't be able to, like, do that. You would have so much more foot traffic. And the city's so large that to get from one spot to the other any other way, you'd be stuck in traffic for hours.
Mm.
Not that the subway is perfect and it doesn't run on time or anything like that, but at least it's better than...
I mean, it's 2022. Aren't we supposed to have floating cars
right.
and levitation
that's
by
what
now?
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I could get down
let's put
that.
The subway in the sky and have it floating.
I know in California
that's
they were
I
doing
want.
Like the Uber helicopter thing, like these small two-man helicopters. But I think
I don't know if I'd want to do that.
The Kobe
though.
Thing, I think, kind of
oh.
stopped that, even though it had nothing to do with that.
Right, but.
Flying, because you fly from rooftop to rooftop. So you fly from one building to another building and then take the elevator down and go where you need to go.
Huh.
For a nominal
it was like,
fee.
Hey, Kat, we're going to dinner. I've got the helicopter coming at 4:30. Do you,
right,
do you
me
mind?
On the rooftop.
Meet me on the rooftop. You know, just me and you, we're going to go.
I would be so much less stressed if I had like helicopter access, but I just don't. So,
if anybody wants to sponsor our helicopter rides.
We're open.
Yeah, we're open.
We're open. Like, we're open. My
absolutely.
Pillows also. We're open.
I'd prefer the helicopter.
Yeah.
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 Or the Uber.
Well, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure he owns a helicopter.
Oh, okay.
So we could maybe,
you
know,
you
like, hey.
Two birds, one stone right
that's
there.
That's what I'm
yep.
saying.
I got it. Okay.
You
I
know,
like
because
that.
If you crash, you'd probably want a MyPillow to land on.
Right. MyPillow landing gear.
Very clandestine. See what I did there?
I did see.
Well, what
you
I mean. Learned today was obviously what clandestine means.
I know. I think we did.
I learned
learn
that too.
I learned
that we really didn't need to call anybody, but it was really cool that Dr. Drew is that down to earth and cool. So like,
I think though we need to have Guy Benson on the show.
Yeah, he's got some explaining to do. Yeah. I didn't like his tone at
right.
all.
I think that we need to have him on and have him explain himself a little bit. And I think Kat can challenge him on first, a few things.
Kat, he'll be our first guest that we treat as hostile.
Ooh, yeah, exactly.
Hostile witness.
Yeah, because we always thought it was going to be Chesterfield.
But. Yeah, but I think we found our new guy.
You know what?
Our new nemesis.
Yeah.
That one Beatle guy, he's off the Buck Sexton.
Yeah, Buck Sexton's
he's off the hook.
Yeah.
I got a new name
he's
for my
wiping
pain.
He's wiping his brow. He's
and
very
my pain,
he's nervous.
As I'm dying.
Are you okay?
I know a doctor. Yeah, I got a new name for my pain, and it's Guy Benson.
There you go.
So when he gets in here, we lock the door, hit the lights, spotlight on him, Devin.
Right.
He gets out of line. That's what the biceps are for.
We know. Yeah.
Hey.
Gun show over here. Yep. I'm the muscle in the room,
yep.
as we know.
And Tim, you be bad cop. I'll be good cop.
Yeah. I'll be bad cop.
We need you to challenge him, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll like start laying things out on the table like razor blades and lemon juice.
Ooh.
Just so he knows it. This could go one or two ways.
Okay. Hear that, Guy Benson?
Yeah, yeah.
Better watch out.
Here at Tires and Tim, we don't, you know, condone mm-mm. like waterboarding and
torture.
But if Guy Benson gets mouthy on our show and tell us to wait till his commercial break.
Right.
For real? Is that what we're doing? That's what hot in the streets? Is that what we're doing, dog? Have it your way, Guy. But make him think it's going to be nice. There's going to be cakes and pies. And like, it's Guy Benson Day on the Tires.
Right,
oh,
right.
I don't want to say too much more.
Yeah.
We'll
he might be listening.
We'll
he might be listening. Yeah. We'll talk about it. Yeah.
We'll keep it all clandestine.
It'll be clandestine when he comes in.
All right. We good here?
We are.
For more podcasts like this.
Promote your podcast. For more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the Timf. I'm Tyrus. Better watch your ass, Guy Benson. Devin?
Enough said.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.